Blog Talk Radio.
Our community have become toxic waste. And those in high places are planning to remove the toxic waste. And while we flitter and live this frivolous, foolish life, seeking pleasure from our bodies and pleasure from the bodies of others, and seeking to be famous and wealthy in this world, to be used by the power to make our people think that if you go to school and work hard, you too can be successful. That's a lie. I don't give a damn how many of you go to school and work hard. They select a few out of the mass to deceive the rest that this house is not your house. And you are going to have to think about a house of your own, because white America, listen to me good, man, cannot support you any longer. White America cannot give jobs to her millions of unemployed, much less ours. Did you hear me? Elijah Muhammad told us in the 60s we should pool our resources and get farmland, because there is no freedom without land. You remember those teachings? He said that the time of separation had come, and that we are going to have to think about building a nation of our own. You, in the 60s, you were ready to say it's nation time. You don't say that no more, because you have been deceived into thinking that inclusion into this is your salvation. This that you want to be included in has no future. None.
Greetings and assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the Time to Leave Blog Talk Show, where we discuss the concept, history, and application of Black people leaving the slavery, suffering, and death of our former slave masters to create our own society based on freedom, justice, and equality. Our mission, and yours if you choose to accept it, seriously discuss, debate, and vet the concept of separation and its various implications as a viable solution for Black people in America. And on tonight's show, one of the ways we're going to vet separation is we're going to probe into a economic portion of the show. There's been some discussion on our Facebook page about economics and finances, and I was blessed the weekend before, to travel to Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi, and Allah blessed me to meet a brother, our guest, Brother Sean Muhammad, who is actually working very hard with brothers to pool their resources. And Brother Sean, if you're on right now, go ahead and press 1 so I can identify your phone number, and we'll get you on shortly. But until then, I'm going to go ahead and read some background on Brother Sean and his investment group. Brother Sean's investment group is called the United Investment Group. The controlling community in Jackson, Mississippi. In Jackson, Mississippi, Brother Sean Seals Muhammad and his colleagues are purchasing and developing residential and commercial properties and making business opportunities in the Black community. But Deshaun, a little bit about Deshaun, he's a registered member of the Nation of Islam since 1995. He's a member of Muhammad Mosque number 78 in Jackson, Mississippi, and he's from Philadelphia, Mississippi. He is the CEO of United Investment Group and COO of the nonprofit corporation of Hollis Watkins Muhammad Human Development. Additionally, he is the owner and operator of Supreme Transportation Limo Service and part owner, project manager of Neshoba Estates Subdivision in Philadelphia, Mississippi. And I see Brother Sean has joined us. Let me open Brother Sean's mic. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Sean.
Well, alaikum salam, brother.
How are you doing, sir?
By the grace of Allah, I'm doing fine, and yourself and the audience, brother.
Oh, by the grace, by that same grace, we're doing well also. Yeah, I'm excited to have you on, brother, because it seems like if I just give the listeners a little background, myself traveled to Jackson, Mississippi, not this past, and we were dining in your wonderful restaurant that the believers have there, and I saw you and a brother I had met earlier, Brother Hollis. And you were enjoying your dinner. And I gravitate to Muslims that I've never met before. And Allah put it in my heart to come meet you. And you shared so much about what you and some more brothers are doing in the Jackson, Mississippi mosque and area about what you're doing to pool your resource and to build. And here in the Time to Leave movement, it's our mantra to either control the community that or to move to a community that you can control. And I was impressed with what you all were doing. And you gave me a tour of your, I think it's 44,000 square foot facility. You gave me a tour and told me what you were doing and what your plans were. And it was really exciting. So I was wondering if you can go ahead and tell our audience a little more about yourself. If you want to, you can tell your story. And then we'd like to know more about the investment group and see if we can learn about forming groups, investment groups of our own, so that we can get off our enemies' jobs and form our own communities.
Yes, sir. So first of all, I just thank Allah humbly, thank Him for allowing me to be on this with the believers and with the people and the brothers and sisters who wants to on the Time to Leave. Secondly, yes, sir, brothers. We've been owning or purchasing that building that you was at, that was the restaurant, the mosque, housing unit, and the office spaces and the business there. We've been owning that approximately almost 2 years now. We purchased that. We're purchasing that. I'm a native of Philadelphia, still live in Philadelphia, Mississippi, travel an hour and 15, an hour 30 to the mosque. Every other Sunday or every Sunday, I'm there every week on our board meeting. That is five investors other than myself having a board meeting, trying to progress and trying to move that property farther. Yes, sir.
Praise be to Allah.
And people who don't know Philadelphia is the city where the civil rights were getting killed. So I've been on the battlefield over since 1995. Over here, standing from Allah and the Messenger and the Honorable Lord Sarita.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, how did the United Investment Group form, and what are some of your goals that you're trying to do?
It formed in when the building came up. We was leasing the mosque, was leasing a building next door. I didn't get a chance to show you that it was a building next door. The owners of that particular building was going out of business. I actually used to work there. I used to be an overnight a houseman. It was a transition house for drug offenders. And all those spaces I showed you, office spaces, were master's degree social workers. Was in those office spaces, was dealing with drug court and drug offenders and having counseling there And I actually used to stay in the housing unit. I was the houseman, overnight houseman there before. And they was going out of business, and they offered to us because we was renting from them the next building. And they was offering us to have opportunity to buy because they was leaving the area and shutting down. So Brother Hollis, which is the chairman and president, Hollis Muhammad, he was my mentor. He asked me to take him on to develop this investment group and pick brothers out who I felt were like minds. And that's what we got.
You know, praise be to God.
Six of us.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry.
So go ahead. No, I interrupted. Go ahead.
It was six of us. We all registered members of the Nation of Islam. All six.
Yes, sir. And if you can, I have a clear understanding of what you're building and what the business was there. If you could describe the scope of the facility and the number of businesses that it's housing. And what your plans are with the facility?
Okay, we have the building is a 44,000 square foot property. The mosque number 78 has office spaces and sanctuary, and they're leased from us. And that's in the back part, the back offices. In the front part, we have a Christian sisters called Sisters Braid Shop. They weren't open. I didn't get to show you that part. And we have a Sister Jetta seamstress. She make clothes and she alteration. And we have Sister Demetrius and Brother Antonio Muhammad. They have a thrift shop where they resell clothes real nice for a very moderate price. And of course, we have some office space available up front. And we, in the kitchen, that's under the nonprofit Sankofa Kitchen, is the byproduct of the foundation that I'm a COO of, Hollis Waka Muhammad Human Development Foundation. And that's an arm of that for its revenue. And we have a banquet room that was. I didn't get to show you guys so much to that building.
We let
Kristen on Wednesday, Kristen, Pastor Taylor, she feeds the homeless in that room every Wednesday morning called Sip and Dip.
Man, I tell you, that's a lot that there, brother, because you, not only are you doing something for the believers in the mosque, you're also reaching out to the brothers and sisters in the community. Understanding and my vision just for the Muslims and ignore and push out that they already be there, but you include them in what you're doing. And so that was very impressive to me.
Yes. So we also included the business community. The business community, as for the last 2 months, we've been a brother called Mac Epps, who worked closely with the mayor in Jackson, the liaison to the community. He has been having a thing called 440. That is with businesses, independent black businesses, they come and do a presentation, and it's been overwhelming with lawyers, doctors, politicians, every other Thursday. I think the next one we're going to have on the 18th of this month, on the Thursday. I believe that's the right date. So we've been overwhelmed with, that's most of them being non-believers. Who've been participating in that, and they've been having it hosting that in the restaurant at night because we only open with 11 to 3, so when that happens, 6 to until on Thursday night, and the restaurant opens for that to host the politicians, community activists, Christian preachers, they all be in there.
Wow. I mean, just in case our listeners don't know, the mayor of Jackson City is Chukwe Lumumba Jr., the son of the late Chukwe Lumumba Sr., very popular black activist, and died under very suspicious circumstances, but it's exciting to hear that you're working with him. And I'm sure he's very excited to see what you all are doing in that part of Jackson, is he?
Yes. He's very close to the local minister, Minister Dr. Abram Muhammad. He's very close because actually Brother Abram is employed with the city, so they're very close. He has come to the restaurant and dined several times, and he's very close, and he's sending his liaisons in there to help and assist where we need to go.
Okay. So I just want to just communicate with our listeners is this is how we get a foothold in how we can control our community. And it appears to me that the brothers and sisters in the community support what you're doing. You're actually helping them out by having a viable business, and the mosque is involved in the lives of the people in the community. So that's to me, I'm just it's so impressive. What about your group? One of the things that's always interests me, it seems like we have challenges as Black men and even as Muslims in FOI, being able to come together and form businesses and business groups and have success. How did you all come together as United Investment Group, and how have you overcome difficulties to achieve your successes?
Well, brothers, the first and foremost is prayer, and then these are the brothers that when we go to Savior Day and everything is my wife don't go or their wife, we travel together. So we have we travel and we talk on the phone without having talk because we all one live in Vicksburg, a couple live in Jackson, and I live in Philadelphia. So Vicksburg is about 2.5 hours from me. It's 1.5 hours west of Jackson, and I'm 1.5 hours east of Jackson. So that's why the phone communication that you develop relationship. So that's the ones I chose, the one I have a relationship with, one I sleep in the hotel room with, going to Savior Day or every event in Minnesota or what we have or stuff like that. So it wasn't, and I know everybody's strengths and weaknesses. I'm the negotiator. We got one is a retired AT&T wiring man. We got one actually cardiologist, Dr. Bertrand Muhammad. He's a cardiologist in the city. Brother Lewis Muhammad, he's the AT&T retiree. And we got Brother Charles Muhammad, who was the first minister back since we came back with under the minister, Charles Muhammad. And he's the community he's a Jacksonian, so he knows everybody in Jackson, you know, because he actually was born and lived there. And you just have to find components, and Brother Hollis is a great civil rights icon, and you know, and so he knows everybody. That's why he's the chairman, and he's the one that the guide for us. And other than Honorable Louis Farrakhan and Honorable Elijah Muhammad, but the local guides for us to mentor us to go. You just have to find. And Brother Johnny Muhammad, he's the one who do all the construction, brother, who put offices together or whatever, so he's on the board and a part owner. You just have to find out what talent they have. Are they honest? Do they really love the minister and the teaching? Allah and the messenger and the minister, you have to really be honest and have a honest depiction. And then you got to see if you get along. So we have any problem, not saying we don't have conflict, but
right.
We have zero problems with the progression of what we're trying to do.
There you all have it. You heard it from somebody who's actively involved with like minds and building a network of brothers, some things done. What impressed me also, brother, is when you were telling me about your organization and your progress and giving me the tour of your facility, you must have mentioned Brother Hollis's name no less than 6 times. And so
yes, sir.
That impressed upon me that this is a senior brother who you have humbled yourself to submit to his tutelage. So what can you say about that, brother, about younger brothers or maybe not so much younger brothers submitting and getting a mentor of senior brothers?
And that relationship started that I was on post in 08. 09 captain, and he was a captain before me. And instead of doing like we usually do, to, I got this, I'm sit down or whatever, I never allowed him to relinquish his post. I made him captain with me. So he guided me through all the hurdles that being a captain, trying to lead the men and trying to be a good example. So that was the beginning, and it grew into him being my mentor in life for his business and always been my financial supporter and my backer and my counselor. So I humbled myself because I'm the leg and he's the brain. You know what I'm saying? Whatever he tells me
yes,
what
sir.
We need to do, I'm humble enough to say, yes, sir. And so that's the problem I see, the little complication we have in the nation, because as soon as you get this teaching, as soon as you get this, you think you know everything, you think you've done everything, and it really happened because the brother was in the first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was in the first ride. So I listened to what he got to say to me to grow further. And he's a humble brother that you would never know his status in life, in this man's life world that for us in the civil rights movement. And so that's what happened. Yes, sir, I humbled myself just like I humbled myself for the minister instruction. I humbled myself when he gave instruction to the group.
Praise be to Allah. I had the first time when I went there 2 weeks ago, and I wanted to view a part of Jackson, and I asked him for directions, and he said, get in the car, I'll take you. And that's when I knew. I said, oh, wow, this brother is a good brother. He's going to take time out of his schedule and then a tour of the old Jackson area that I wanted to see. So praise be to Allah. Now, also, brother, you and your team are involved in property development as well. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes, sir. That, now, I'm going to cut off the six. Now we're down to three of us. Brother Lewis Muhammad and Brother Hollis Muhammad, which he's always going to be with me, everything, as long as Allah let him be here. So we own a 13-acre, 46-lot, we unsold a whole lot of lots, subdivision in Philadelphia, Mississippi. And we are now, we used to be just a land sale. Now we actually, I'm project manager over the house we're building now. The brothers are framing it up as I speak as today. We have got the foundation down and get everything corrected where we had a little complication with that. But they're coming up with the house. And this is the sale to our people. And by the grace of Allah, we have sold I think about 14 lots of that people are living in homes now.
Man. So where do you want to take this project?
I really want to finish this project up so we can focus on, because Jackson, the city of Jackson, is wide awake and the land is so cheap inside. So we really want to take this funding and take it and build where the mosque and build out. That's what we want to do. And I also want to continue working in Philadelphia with the mayor here. We got the first black mayor in Philadelphia, and I'm a best friend of his. And he wants to develop in our community. So what I'm subdivision that is not so far from the Caucasian. So this is the first black community, or multi, it's white in there too, that we choose how we build our houses. Over since Philadelphia has been here, black people, they build houses and say, you're on the list, you can have this house or not. If you don't want it, but we've got somebody else on this. But this is on a house that in the whole time Philadelphia has been here, the first time black people choose the house they build and the lot and what's in them, this is the first in the whole city ever. So our thing is to take the property, blighted property like in Jackson, and develop it and really build our community inside, and looking at maybe a gated community in the future over there as well. And Brother Cardinal, I was listening to some of the last show Sister Ava before was your brother you had on, because I think when we focus, we don't need to, when we talk about time to leave, that don't mean we have to not get the money from the other people and bring it into what we're trying to build. See, what would you try to do? What I saw the failure we have, we're trying to extract money from us, and we lose our talent and our thing about, because the Koreans, when they be with us all day in our store with the hair and all that, but they go and develop their community without money. So
yes,
we have to change it around, get their money, and develop our community. Like when, like, Dust Dawn at night, like, they're going out of our community and they spending our money, we got to get their money and be Dust Dawn going out. You know what I'm saying? Because what
I
we
see.
Have, we try to build businesses around us, and knowing we're not there yet, even trying to spend money with us. So we had to extract that money, but we never had a problem about making money. We just had a problem with what we do with it when we make it.
Okay, okay. So let me see if I. So basically, if I understand you correctly, if you have an opportunity to set up a business or make some money in a affluent part of town, it may not be necessarily a part of town that we control, but we can take that money and invest that money in the Black community, in the areas that we want to control. Is that correct?
Where we actually live. Because if you think about it, Koreans don't own where we live. They own that store. The Pakistanis don't own where they live. They just own the store where they extract the money, but where they live, they're controlled and owned, and they're developing business around their self, but they're extracting our money.
I guess that's similar to somebody.
We extract their money. That's what I was saying. If we get this money in Philadelphia, we gonna take it to Jackson to build around where our mom's at and where our building is.
Well, that's a blessing.
But we
got to
get the money.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, I recall that it's so much potential where you are. You said the land is right in the heart of our people. You got a mayor that wants to see you. And so it's just a matter of the only thing that will prevent you from being success is ourselves. So the whole thing is really exciting. So terms of – yes, sir.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Your businesses, how are you looking at growth? Say, for example, Allah blesses you to reach your goals with the property development and you start to get some money. And how do you see yourself growing in the city of Jackson in terms of businesses and maybe jobs?
Yes, sir. What we're trying to do in the investment group, we're trying to develop. We'll say, Brother Carson, what are you? You're a handyman, whatever. Okay, let us help you get bigger. Let us help you get stronger. You know, let us go out and get contracts for you. And then we'll be a part of you. And you see what I'm saying? So what we're doing now, because we're running out of time. So we have to find out what a brother or sister's doing. And we try to help them grow. And have a profit in it, and profit sharing in it. But we strengthen where you at. You know, because us trying to develop everything, that's not the way anything should be. We just say, you're strong, Brother Carson, so you don't have the right equipment to grow, so let us help you get the equipment, and then we'll have a percentage of where you're going. And that's it. That's all we're looking at.
Wow,
that's
I love that, brother. Strong. I love that, brother. Let me take a break and make a minute.
Yes,
Brother Sean, you're listening to the Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show, and Brother Sean Muhammad of the United Investment Jackson, Mississippi. And if you find what he's interesting and you want to ask him a question or make a comment, press number one on your phone now, and I'll bring you in. And I see Brother Sean, there's someone, and I'm going to open your mic, caller with the last four digits. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Repeat that number, please.
That's you, caller with the last four digits, 2-1.
Oh, I'm sorry. You faded out and I didn't hear it all. I'm sorry. That's my lady. It's Sister Protesta.
Yes, ma'am, Sister Protesta.
Yes, sir. Brother Sean, definitely agree with everything he's saying. I don't get a chance to dial in every week, but this is really good information. I definitely will say, with me buying my land here and not being, you know, from the South, but living down here now, because that's our instruction, that's why I travel and contract so that I can buy this land on a 5-year, you know, mortgage, because I didn't want to get a 30-year mortgage. I'm trying to, you know, make some things happen. But, you know, the income level in the South is not what I'm accustomed to. So to get what I need so that I can free myself, I do have to go work elsewhere and funnel out that money and bring it home to pay for my land and then free myself so that I can also make money, you know, doing the things that I want to do at Eco Blue Farm. So that's a really good, realistic approach that he's saying, because all of our communities are, you know, everybody with a store is foreign to the original man. But they're not funneling their money that we willingly give them into your community. Now, I have a few friends in Baltimore that, you know, they're now waking up and not allowing people to just open up, you know, 50 liquor stores and all this other kind of stuff. They're now sort of waking up. But at the same time, you know, if you are in, like, Albany and surrounding areas, that's not the income I'm accustomed to do the things I'm trying to do in a quick fashion, because we can't sleepwalk into this separation. So thank you, Brother Sean, and thank you, Brother Carlton, you know, for allowing me to speak.
Well, thank you very much for your comments, Sister Perdetta, and thank you for listening. Do you have anything to say about the sister's comment?
Yes, sir, brother. Thank her for her candid and reality thing. And that's another thing, Brother Carlton, my humble opinion, we as believers, especially the men, the FOI, we have to be not one-dimensional. That's why I named out. Not trying to brag or nothing, because I'm still suffering and hurting in all the businesses, but we can't be one-dimensional. You can't say, I'm just going to sell wheat. That's it. And I'm going to wait till the customer comes. You have to be you have to multitask, and you have to have streams of income that's going to sustain you to one really, really takes off. But you go at one, then you're going to quit. You're going to say, oh, man, the believers didn't support me. I was cleaning carpet, and nobody used the black people didn't support me or whatever. But that's why you got to have all your skills. You got to load all your and you got to use all of them. Be sensible now, because sometimes I have to talk to myself and my family that say they don't see me. So I have to scale back. But I'd rather scale back than not scale up. You see what I'm saying? What I'm saying is that if you got a product or you got a talent, try to have off talent or what will make you some more money or sustain you when that's not working or when it's not getting supported. Because it's a role. Only thing we have got a loan on and we caught hell getting it is that property. Everything else, I told you, the limousine, all that, I have never got a loan on none of that stuff. I made a way that and now I want to tell the believers that you can do it, because our land, by one brother sacrificing and selling some other properties and stuff he had, which you know is the chairman, the president, that we are now just like the nation when we're done. We have that subdivision. Is free and clear.
Wow. Hear that, brothers and sisters?
Any rights to that, but his taxes every year. That's it. That's it.
Praise
be to God. We don't owe anybody on
them. But debt is slavery, so I'm glad you don't own it. I mean, I'm glad you own it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're shaking them up out here.
We have another caller who wants to make a comment or ask a question. Caller with the last four digits, 1498, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Carlton. This is Sister Melva.
Wa alaikum salam, ma'am.
And I thank you for bringing Brother Sean on. For my question to Brother Sean, the skills and the gifts that Allah has blessed you with, it should be shared to the other brothers that are of like mind with you in other areas, for them, for the other brothers in other areas, to be trained to do the same as you are doing. Because unity is what we are not seeing how to utilize it. We're not working it as well as we should. But what I am hearing from you, you have worked it. You have worked it to a point that all I can say is all praises be to Allah, because other brothers should come to you and learn the how-to so that they can take it back wherever they are and set this up. It needs to be, yes, that's all I can say. Thank you, brother.
That's a good point. This just, is I think what Sister's saying and what I got from that, and I'd like to, for you to comment on that, is what you're doing, Brother Sean, is teachable and trainable? Can you duplicate what you and the United Best Investment Group is doing?
Yes, sir. I sure can. I will, and I waited to, and I want to apologize to us and to the nation. I waited till we got to a certain point, because we've been honing this subdivision for 10 years. So, and with the crash, when the financial crash, we have been started by 8 years. But one of my brothers on the board, Brother Johnny Muhammad, mother told him, and he's from West Point, Mississippi, and his mother told him, she was a staunch Christian sister. She told him when he joined the Nation of Islam, because we have these deep conversations like this, and she asked, he said, "Mother, what do you think?" And she said, "Son, a sermon seen is better than a sermon heard."
Say that one more time.
A sermon seen is better than a sermon heard.
Okay, got it.
So while everyone is talking, brother, I've been underground working the program, what the minister asked us to do, because the last house our project manager over there, on the first house our project manager, when the minister set out a call, Savior's Day, said, find a way to unite with Brother Ward Dean Community. Find a way.
Yeah, the brother.
So I found the brother who had he's a OGBYN here, and he also constructed. They own the New Medina Community. He helped begun that that's in the Hattiesburg, Marion County, in Mississippi. And I've been down and I go to their retreat. And he said, find a way to unite with the email community. So this brother has his contractor license. And I used his and worked for him to build on our land for his sister and her two children home. Because the way you unite with people is share what you have with that. So we made money together.
Come on.
And so, yes, sir. So and that, he's a brother. He's a former imam on that compound or community. They have a community, 100-acre community. They all live there. They have the only Muslim cemetery in Mississippi. And so I communicate with them, and I go, without deviating from what we're taught, but I'm friends with them.
What did you say they were processing meats? Or they had a
free range chicken, yes sir. They have the chicken that never they eat nothing but grass. And they have that system down, and they got a processing plant, and they do all free range and what they call halal chicken. They have that. They have halal beef down there. They're processing, but they're having a problem. They're all getting older. I think the youngest one on the property, on that 100 acre, is around 65.
So they call you a youngster then, huh, brother?
Right, when I come visit, yes, sir.
That young brother from Philadelphia.
Yes, yes, in the Nation of Islam. Don't forget that, because I'm on bow tie and suit out there, so I don't, you know, the young brother in the Nation of Islam over there, young brother.
You know, that got me excited. There's so many things that I liked about that trip. I told Dr. Risley, I said, Dr. Risley, I actually was considering before Brownwood, Georgia, because my folks, my mom and dad are from Mississippi, and me and my wife were really looking at it. And so if it wasn't for the farm, I'd probably be there in Mississippi with you. But and I'm like, hey, you know, the believers there were so welcoming and so much potential there. It's really a good experience. But working with the Imams community, brother, you know, it's always been my belief that the Final Call newspaper is our door opener. It's not the number one product of the Nation of Islam. The number one product of the Nation of Islam is you and me, is ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, and so the Final Call opens the door. Then we go there with our Islam and our skills and talents, and we offer it to our people. And what you're doing in the Imams community, brother, you're doing, it's just, you made a way. And I'm sure they love you. It's just, I hear that you love them. And I just, you know,
yes,
it's just exciting to me that the family, and the minister told us about the family coming together, the whole Islamic family coming together. And what you're doing, brother, it's so inspiring.
Praise be to Allah. I mean, I'm just trying to follow what the minister gave us, brother. I mean, I'm not anything big, none special, but when the minister gives instructions, I try my best to follow out what he's asking us to do. And it's about being nice. It's about relationship. You know, we're not compromising what you believe and what we're taught. You know, there's no compromise in me now. I just a humble way of not compromising, you know. But after they get through that, and then it's just about being friends, friendship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what we were promised, luxury. Money, good home, friendship, all walks of life. And I'm just crazy enough just to believe that.
Praise be to Allah. Well, let me just say we're down to 15 minutes. This is your last chance to hit that one on your phone to ask Brother to make a comment. As you can hear, he and his group in Mississippi. And you can always listen to this recording again. It's going to be archived, but this is your chance to ask him live. So... okay, yes, sir. I see we have Dr. Ridgely on the line. I'm going to open his mic. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Ridgely.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we
can.
Well,
it's a great show, and Brother Sean and Brother Hollis is doing some great things. And, you know, it can't be... how can I put this? Brother Hollis is a special brother, and Brother Sean has picked up on that and has got underneath his wings. But that's it requires special people with friendship, love, and relationships. And the relationships were developed over time, and then that turned into some business opportunities. So that's why it's so important for us to be involved with each other in the ministries or some activity, so we get to learn exactly who we are. We know who we are as a people in general, but specifically who we are individually and as a group, so we can learn each other's skills and desires and vision, and then put it to work as brothers and sisters. And so It was a great thing that y'all doing. I really enjoyed when I was there 2 weeks ago in Mississippi. And yeah, I can see why Brother Carlton wants to leave us in Brownwood and go over there. But don't you leave us yet, brother. Stay with us over here in Brownwood. But we got to go over there and learn from them and then get them to come over and help us, show us how to do some things, okay, because they've done it, okay? So, yeah, this is great. But thank you very much, Brother Sean, for being on. And I'll leave it open for the other folks to call in.
And Brother Carlton, I want to thank you and Doc for coming and visit, and we're going to do some things over there because we missed out on Watermelon this time. But like I told Dr. Rivers, you produce it. I got it last year, and we're going to find a way how to buy it. And put it. We got a 20,000-foot warehouse that we need our products in, and it's empty now. So that's a part of the building, a 20,000-square-foot warehouse that we got to find something how to get in and out, and we're the corridor in Jackson. 20 runs through there, 55 runs through there, and the outlet to 10 runs through there. So we're the corridor of all states right there in Jackson. So we got to get our product to our people and to the nation. We have to give it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Praise be to Allah. But thank you very much for your contribution. I'm going to leave your mic open just in case you want to say something else. Deshaun, as we are down to the last 13 minutes, I'm curious, what brothers and sisters who are entrepreneurial-minded, optimistic, but not experienced, to do some great things for themselves and the nation? What do you have them as they seek out life, pool their resources, like as we're taught by the most like that? I'm sure you've learned a lot, good, not so good. What advice do you have that you'd like to share?
The first thing I would like to say, and I would like to steal a quote from Nike, since they support our brothers. Just do it. What I was saying is, but what we're going to have to get in the nation and us, what we need, because all this good work that we're trying to do is a component we're missing, that we're missing. I'm talking about UIG and the foundation. We have to compile. I used to be associate with one of the enemy I worked with. He was a CFO for the tribe. I used to work for the Choctaw tribe. And he said, when you get money or you make money, you need two things. You need a law firm and an accounting firm. And we got to galvanize all the accountants in the nation, galvanize all the lawyers in the nation, and come up with some kind of system that when we start our businesses, that we have we give them a monthly stipend to look over all our paperwork and all the stuff we're trying to do, because once we start going and we're not prepared for the enemy, he's gonna get us. You know what I mean? So we need those two components for all of us who start, because if you just start and you just can work your program, and you have somebody looking over your legal work, all the laws and laws for the state of Mississippi, laws for the state of Georgia, and then you have accounting, you got to do this, do that, to sustain yourself, to have those. If we have those two things, we're going straight up with a law's help. So,
okay.
But I'm telling you, in the start, just try it. Just do it. And then and reach out to people who have been doing it. Because I never try to recreate the wheel. I try to learn people who have already been doing it, whether they're Caucasian, black, green, yellow, whatever, and study them, and then just try to give what they're doing and try to critique it to our, because I hate to say whatever, but to our way and introduce it to the group. But the first thing we got to have in a group, because I must say, everybody on that board of UIG, we love each other. We know how many other children we got. We know how many grandchildren we have. When one of our family members died, we had each other's funeral, which I got to go to one, my Lewis sister-in-law tomorrow in Vicksburg. So we all in our lives, we're not saying faking Assalamualaikum. No, when we say Assalamualaikum with each other, we really mean it, and we really love each other more so than our blood family. Because when I lost my job after 14 years being director of transportation for the tribe, those brothers said, we're not going to let you fall. And they proved that financially and spiritually and supporting with encouragement. And I've been out 5 years and never returned yet.
Wow. The failure looks like a step backward. Praise be to Allah. So, brother, it's compelling to hear that, brother, because we're in opposition. And the part that you said about and the accountants, you know, when you have a little, you don't think that's important, but when you start to grow and make an impact. Same thing. Well, we're talking about controlling your communities.
Yes.
You're going to be someone's enemy, and that one someone's going to hit you as hard as possible. And just like you said, we don't think about the laws of Georgia, laws of Mississippi. We just talk about how much money we can make, and we're rolling now. So,
yes, sir. And that's, you're absolutely right, Brother Carthen. That's why, but love got to be in the forefront. Because the minister taught us, we first, before we captain minister, any all these names that we give ourselves, we must be brothers and sisters first. And I guarantee you, everybody in my group, we are brothers and sisters in the group. Because we have sisters notation, we have sisters in the restaurant, and we love each other as a family. First, then the business.
Well, let me ask you, yes, sir. So, if someone wants to get some advice on what you all are trying to do, where you want to share information, how our listeners can get in touch with you or learn more about what you're
doing. Yes, sir. They can, my phone is open. They can call me at 601-575-3647. 601-575-3647. My phone is open to any brother, sister, whatever.
All right, brothers and sisters. So that's an opportunity for you to find out more about what brothers are doing in the Mississippi area. Plus, get some advice. You tell them you live in the show and that you have something similar. I'm willing to give you some advice because, as you can hear, they are working, sounds like a community just like we're doing in Brownwood. And here in Georgia, being one of the 8 states, and definitely you've heard Mr. Farrakhan talk about Mississippi and the Mississippi Delta. So this is a project well worth monitoring, being in touch with. And I know I'm going to keep in touch with brother, in contact with him, because I have a lot to learn from what he's doing. So, do you have any closing statements, Brother Sean?
I would just like to thank you again, Brother Carter and Dr. Risley and the panel just giving me the opportunity just to speak to our nation and our people. And I see this program going to be larger than life, because we're just needed. And we have to continue pushing the messenger and the Honorable Farrakhan message and teaching. And we got to put rubber on the road. We got to, so if the believer called me or whatever, I can tangibly show them, not talk, what we got going. It's not what we're trying to do. It's what Allah is blessing us to do. So I can tangibly show them the building. I can tangibly show them the subdivision, and what we're trying to do. So if they want to come to Jackson to see or Philadelphia, just give me a time, and I enjoy having them here.
But there you have it, brothers and sisters.
I just say one thing. The restaurant, I got the fish dinner, the whiting fish dinner, and man, that fish was off the chain. So one of the things about going into business, you got to have a good product, and it was a good price, great price, and a great product. And man, yeah, that fish was off the chain. I just got to say that. All praise to Allah.
Praise be to Allah. Thank you, Dr. Riz.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
And thank you, listeners and callers, for tuning in. Please be. We'll be having a panel discussion, and if you didn't get it what our tonight's guest is doing, you'll have a chance to call. Brother won't be on the show unless he wanted to. That panel will be there. So may Allah bless you. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, sir.
Won't you help me? Won't you help me understand your bigness?
Lord, I've really been real stressed, down and out, losing ground.
Yeah.
Although I am black and brown, problems got me pessimistic. Brothers and sisters keep messing up. Why does it have to be so damn tough? I don't know where I can go to let these ghosts out of my skull. My grandma passed, my brother's gone.
Alone.
I never at once felt so alone.
Alone.
I know you're supposed to be my steering wheel, not just my fifth.
Down to Peachtree. Headliner, I challenge you to a game of horseshoes. A game of horseshoes!
Now I see the importance of history. Why my people be in the mess that they be. Many journeys to freedom made in vain by brothers on the corner playing ghetto games. I ask you, Lord, why you enlighten me without the enlightenment of all my folks. He said, cause I set myself on a quest for truth and he was there to quench my thirst. But I am still thirsty. Allow me to drink some more. He said, what I am searching for are the answers to all which I'm.